About the funniest guy ever.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles and Miles Jr.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, look, simultaneously. Good.
Good.
Like father, like son. Now, Miles Jr., you just need to gain about 300 pounds and you'll be all set.
All right.
Oh, look, Miles has got the camera on, so he's chugging his diet drink there.
If I consume one nubbins, I'll just...
Oh, my God. You know, your dad was talking in college about inseminating people, but now it's got a whole new meaning that he's got body parts cut off, so...
I have my DNA here.
This is like...
Which are...
This is like Polish Silence of the Lambs.
On the nubbins.
Yeah, it's a sad day here, folks, because Miles executed nubbins at the doctor's office. Oh, don't put it on the camera, please. Oh, my God. It looks like a nose. For Christ's sake, it's like as big as a nose. Is it got, it's got, like, moisture in that thing.
It was my twin, and I cut him off.
Yeah, it was your twin, all right.
Parasitic twin.
It looked just like you on a 1/20th scale.
Yeah. I'm upside down all these 1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I got a jar full of skin tags that were cut off last week.
Yeah. And is the cancer in there as well, or just the other
it's
bits?
Burned off my arm.
It was burned off, so no cancer in that jar.
No, I had liquid nitrogen burn through my arm.
I was thinking that we could, you know, sell, you know, the Miles title Cancer Cells to raise money to pay for your copay.
I was thinking about just making a necklace out of these, to tell you the truth.
Oh, my God. Miles, if you don't know, Miles had a bunch of extra, like, bumps cut off his body, and he's got them in a jar, and he's held them up to the webcam for me.
On my whatnot, you know.
Yeah, off his waist, right off of his... Yeah, kids, you don't want to get any kind of genital warts because you got a jar full of genital warts in your hand.
You know, my son's here and he's like,
it's a good it's a good lesson to learn.
Entertaining.
Yeah, for him.
Miles Jr., do not. You know what I mean? Always do it with the light on so you can kind of check the area before entry. You know what I mean? Don't go into unguarded territory.
This is a guy that's done some weird stuff, man, giving you advice, man.
Who better?
It sounds like I'm about to, like, go into the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want, you know, what I'm trying to think of, what was it? There's some saying.
Oh, God.
I'm going to, that they have in, like, these sex ed classes. I'm going to see it before I touch it or something like that, that the women are supposed to say before they, you know, allow any kind of insertion anywhere.
I'm really feeling uncomfortable with this whole...
well, it could apply to gay people as well. Miles, I don't know.
Worse for my redneck best friend, so I'm not going to go into detail.
I wait for the day, like, Bob's children are in the room, and I can just say whatever I want.
I tell them this stuff as well, so I just don't let you tell them this stuff. That's the difference.
I think I'm gonna be like one of the only kids that'll like not you know one of your kids that'll ever be on the show. I feel like
yeah,
Bocevis, he's a quiet one, so
yeah, he's got more sense. He stays off it.
Yeah, so. He's probably the smarter of the two. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
kind of
true.
I'm just teasing. That was a joke. Come on.
He's joking.
So, Nubbins is no more. He's in a jar on Miles Hannibal Title's, fireplace mantle.
happened to the nubbins, Clary?
I told the doctor that the fan base took a vote, and the vote was against the nubbins stand. So he said okay, and I said, "You got something to put them in?" He goes, "Yeah."
Your mouth.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah, the nubbins was like bigger than a nipple. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is like a nipple.
It's like the end of Star Trek 2. We're at the con. It's like, out of all the nubbins I met, he was the most human.
It's like huge bubble gum or something.
It looks like the what's that, the online character that has the angry face or whatever? That's what it looks like to me. It's kind of a blobby character, cartoon character.
Oh, the troll face? Or?
Troll face, troll face. Yeah. The nubbins looks like that.
They stop with Rickroll and they just do troll face.
Yeah. And you're just, I'm looking at the video feed. He's just sitting there enjoying his little jar full of himself.
We're going to have Goodbye Horses in the background. It's going to get weird.
This is going to be your necklace, Bob.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm making this into a necklace for you.
Could you at least, like, put it in amber or something so I wouldn't actually have to touch it?
Get it like the Jurassic Park staff. It's like in, like, you know, like that bug on the staff.
I just might bury it in the yard. I don't know.
Don't do that. You may get a clone. There, he's got his big mug. He's drinking out his big mug.
That'd be the end of, like, Star Trek 2 or something, you know, where Spock dies. He's on that planet and
right, the Genesis device.
Yeah, he comes back. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, where's the Genesis device? So, yeah, unfortunately, your skin tags will emerge as Merritt Buttrick, Kirk's son from that movie. So.
Oh, they're going to say John Merritt, the elephant. Man.
No. Merritt Buttrick was the name of the actor who played Kirk's son.
Oh.
Yeah, I just remember that because he was in Square Pegs. Remember Square Pegs?
No.
He was one of the nerds in Square Pegs as well. But anyway, with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I did not watch that show.
My favorite horse-faced actress. So the 4th of July happened. You guys have a good 4th of July, or?
Yeah.
I know you're chomping at the bit with some kind of a tall tale here from the 4th of July, and so.
Well, it's not from the 4th of July, but...
Young man?
It's a project I was working on. It's a YouTube channel, and it's basically for geeks and nerds. It's mostly around gaming, but it's going to probably take other stuff, like I'll probably go to TrekFest again in the future and take photos of all the fun nerd stuff there and midnight releases for the game.
But so have you got a title, a name for it?
It's called Nerds of the Corn.
So that's okay. That makes sense now. All right. Yeah.
So the photo I have, and I'm gonna try to pull it up on my phone.
He's seen it.
Oh, you have seen it. Okay.
Yeah, I see it.
Setting up this channel was a huge pain. I love Google. I love their corporation, but I wanted to hunt them down so badly. I was gonna pull Sarah Connor from like Terminator 2. I was just gonna hunt them down, but I finally got it up. I've yet to get a video on. We've had complications, but I'm hoping.
Your mom's heard that more than once. That phrase right there. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Today, I'm telling you, I look up his kids when he's not there. I swear to God. I'm just going to get inappropriate with them. Really.
Wanted to make something cool because it was Nerds of the Corn, and I was like, okay, well, I wanted to make like a cool, you know, picture for the page.
Yeah,
so cool. Like cool icon pictures. I'm like, okay, what should we do? And I'm like, it should have something that has to do with the name. So I thought, what has to do with corn? And I'm like, scarecrows. I'm like, we could do the homicidal children from the Stephen King book, but that's gonna be way too much money. So
Malachi,
the Pollock who walks behind the rose. All right, no. So there's a scarecrow, and I had this clone trooper helmet from Star Wars, and I'm like, why don't I just combine the two? And I'm like, awesome idea. Easier said than done. So I'm busy getting, you know, paper mache into the body because... Oops, sorry, that's my...
Hello?
I know, I'm sorry.
girlfriend or what?
Yeah, which one? I'm kidding, JK. No, I'm kidding. But no. So,
let's we got the chase.
Okay, let's get to the chase. Yeah.
Hey, I think we're the website that's called Nerds of the Corn. Which one is not an option in that sense?
So basically, I'm gonna cut to the good parts here. So we're making the post, which suspiciously looks like a cross, but it was the only thing sturdy enough to put it up. We're terrified our our nice Korean neighbor, who's very religious.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
I had my friend. We're just gonna call him Big G. Big G was watching the garage door. You have to tell us if he comes out, because if he comes out, we're running. Because he's going to attack in the neighborhood.
Did I interrupt here? I got involved because I knew they needed a director,
for Christ's sake.
And I knew I had some experience with directing, so I came, I volunteered.
So,
and,
Miles has done several puppet shows over the years.
The puppets were this is where he touched me. Show us, little Timmy. We get the thing made, and, we have to take it apart, kind of, because it won't all fit into the back of the van. This looks so suspicious, because people are going by, they're slowing down, because it looks like we're putting...
Let me see here. You've got a cross, and you've got a white sheet. And you've got a Star Wars clone.
Originally, they're going to drag this thing down to a local park and do it.
Oh, nice.
There's like a field in the background.
You guys are going to drag this thing down the street, a giant crucifix with a guy on a giant crucifix.
You should have walked it down there, put it over your shoulder, had Big G flail you all the way down to the park, and they would have thought it was some kind of religious thing.
I pray that the neighbor doesn't see it, because, that's just a bad deal, man. He sees it, he's gonna flip out, man.
We're working on our costume for Halloween. It's Passion of the Christ. Thank you.
So we're stuffing this thing in the back of the van, and it looks suspicious. We're still looking out for Mr. Miyagi. People are slowing down, seeing us doing this weird, suspicious activity. So we finally get it in to the car
again.
we're debating where to go. So we finally found, we're like, let's just go out here. So we're driving, and we're trying to find a place that's not near the houses, because we don't want the cops called.
But right.
Close to the highway, so...
Oh, jeez.
That's all right.
There went Nubbins.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, he's right here.
So, we're getting this... We're trying to put this back together. Dad get it sit on the first time. He's like, okay, it's sturdy. I'm like, are you sure this is going to hold the scarecrow? He's like, it's fine. Just put it up before the guy on the tractor comes down the street. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I'm like, Big G, go hold up the cross, and I'll take the picture.
Nice.
He goes to put it up, and it falls over and breaks. And I'm like, I told you
I'm the director. I'm not the grip. All right. I'm transportation and director, so that's all one.
So
Miles is like, I'm a Teamster. F you. I was doing you a favor.
That's right. I'm credited with it.
The picture turned out, because we wanted
to
get...
Thanks to me.
I got this hat on it, the Clone Trooper helmet, because I thought it would look kind of funny. And the picture actually turned out a lot better than I thought it would.
Thanks to me.
So, it looks cool. Now I just have to worry about actually getting a video onto the channel, which I'm looking forward to doing.
Yeah, I thought it was a good picture. It certainly has a quality to it.
It's different. That's the thing.
That's the difference between a good director and a bad director, I guess.
So the point I'm making is that the project is a channel made by nerds for nerds.
It was a labor of love, I guess.
Okay.
Would I do it again? No. But
Okay, James Cameron, take it easy, man.
Yeah, really. No, I think he's more like Michael Bay. He's going to get angry and run out of the room here soon.
Yeah, so these guys are all scared.
There's like a billion cornfields in Iowa. You could just drove for a couple of miles and you would have been in the middle of nowhere.
We picked one, but then all of a sudden it turned into like a private drive. Like, okay, let's do this one.
It was either we had to deal with the people from the apartments down by our little park here. looking suspicious locally, or we had to deal with the really zealot religious farmers.
I should, you know, I should have just let these guys carry it down to the park.
Yes, yeah, you should have. You know, you around here you can't throw out a crucifix without hitting the meth lab in Iowa. So
I should have just let them do it.
You wanted to help.
Well, your friend Big G was so like scared of helping. He was like, "No, nobody can see me do this."
He was like, to opt out, but he's loyal. He did stick all the way. So my shout outs to Big G. We love you.
Yeah. Well, we respect you, I guess.
Well, respect is more the word, not respect.
Yeah, let's not get all, you know, huggy here.
It was a vision, though, I guess.
So it's Nerds of the Corn, is that what you said?
Nerds of the Corn. I was,
That's a good title. You guys come up with good titles. It's kind of like,
And I told it to my brother because he wanted to help with the channel, but I'm like, I kind of feel bad. I did it by myself because I'm like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted him to help, but like just not setting up the channel because I knew he complained about the, you know, everything. And I loved the title, and he's like, I hate the title.
What was that one show? Something Naked Women. What was that?
Killer
show?
Naked Women.
Killer Naked Women. That's a fantastic show. Yeah. That Nerds of the Corn is almost on killer, not quite, but almost on Killer Naked Women territory. So
it could be like a life-size Flat Stanley, we thought.
You already done your Flat Stanley, man.
Mr. Takai, would you get your picture next to it?
Oh, bye.
I think that's good.
All right.
But no, I wanted to, it was either going to be, I was going to do Nerds of the Corn, or I was going to do the Miles Jr. Static Radio page.
Yeah, no, do your own thing. That way it's yours.
Yeah, you know. But I figured out later.
I said I'd sue him if you used
that. That's right.
You're on the No,
your dad will try to get a cut of anything that you possibly can make out of this thing.
No, I figured this has been your guys' thing from the start. And
Because my son isn't Smidge Kirtlebaum, that's why.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's right. Yeah, he doesn't have to steal from me.
Yeah.
He's afraid if he can do his own stuff.
So, do you have, is it Nerds of the Corn on YouTube?
It is on YouTube. I have yet to get a video up, so if you look for it, it's probably not good. It's not going to be the first thing you're going to find.
Get your Twitter handle, Nerds of the Corn, and get your Facebook handle, Nerds of the Corn.
I get the Facebook handle. I'm not sure about Twitter, but I'm
going to take it and you have to buy it.
I'm going to wait to at least get the first video up before I start making the page. But basically what we do is...
Get your Tumblr up, Nerds of the Corn. You better get that.
I'm not a Tumblr fan. But basically each week we put out what game we're going to play, and you have to just say what challenge you want us to do on the game. Like it could be... I'll give you an example from something from your guys' generation. Like, you can play Mario, but all you can kill are the mushroom guys, and that's it. You can't kill any other bad guys.
River Raid, and all you can do blow up is the boats.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a ridiculous challenge, and we attempt it and look stupid in the process, and make jokes, and have fun, which I don't know how entertaining that might be, but, you know.
Well, it's got to be more entertaining than us talking. So.
I also hope to do local stuff, you know, like midnight releases or video games, that kind of thing, hanging out with people. So,
there you go.
I'm looking forward to doing this. So thank you for your support, Bob. I really appreciate it. Dad, thank you for being the director for the photo shoot.
Don't give him any credit. He's just going to take all of it anyway.
I'm not credited with it.
What was the name of Brian Wilson's dad? That asshole who like drove Brian Wilson crazy. That's your father right there. Old man Wilson.
My dad, this is what my dad's vision was for me, to become a YouTube star. It was like Tiger Woods' dad. He tied paint.
Tiger Woods' dad put down some money for some clubs, just saying.
Yeah. Hey, directing that picture probably was worth...
It was worth the copay to cut nubbins off.
Yeah.
You owe me 100 dishwashes, kid.
I think I've already paid off a good chunk of those. So.
Yeah, no, it's not retroactive. So.
Nubbins.
So that's cool, though. That sounds like a fun deal.
Well, yeah, you know, just trying to put up a scarecrow and not get killed by religious, you know.
Well, I will help you and not ever take any credit for it, so, you know, I'm not going to be like your father.
The guy I go to for the tech advice, because until I get the
money. Oh, you got a new daddy now, huh?
Anyway.
Bob met your new daddy now, huh? Is that how it is?
I like Will Smith. I'll divorce my parents.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so. You're going to be like Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Nice. That's all right. Bob's already Smidge's daddy, so he can be yours too.
Oh, I'll help Smidge out whenever he asks for it.
On Bob for more of the technical advice, and Dad, I'll probably rely more for
transportation.
Quote unquote directing, you know.
Yeah. Sitting in the van with the window down. Stick it in the ground. It's fine.
It's fine. Take the goddamn picture yourself.
What the hell did you do with my PBRs?
PBR, the McDonald's cup.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't PBRs. It was just like,
we're launching an idea here, so.
No, that's good. That's a good idea. I love the name, and I think, you know, you got something there.
Yeah.
You should work it.
I honestly don't expect anything from the channel, but I just wanted to get out there that, you know, we're guys, because all you see are these people like out in California doing stuff, which I do love some of their videos, but it's just like, I'm like, that looks fun, but I'm in the middle of nowhere, Iowa, so.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
The internet is a level playing field, except for the people with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I gotta start thinking.
Look at us, look how big we are. We have no money.
Absolutely no money.
No budget, no money, but we're huge.
We're huge in Japan, that's for sure.
We rock in Japan, probably.
Yeah, potentially.
There are sumo wrestlers dedicated to looking just like my dad. So.
Yeah, I'm getting offers to do beer commercials in Japan. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I keep turning them down. But,
that's the new ShamWow guy. He's just
like... ShamWow guy.
You're going to love my nuts.
Cameraman, you catch this?
Cameraman, I don't have all day.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So that's cool, though. Nerds of the Corn.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I think it's good. It's a good idea. Yeah, you got to run with it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking for updates.
Yeah,
I honestly want to try with this. I'm like the only one like of my group of friends that's willing to try for besides Big Daddy or Big G. I was thinking.
Well, I don't know why you said Big Daddy, but maybe you should have that talk with your father off the recording.
Big G is the only one that's actually been willing to help me. My brother was kind of into it, but he's like, yeah.
I'm looking at this video, and Miles. Acts like he's dead. He's sitting back in his lounge chair.
I'm tired.
He's looking like Jabba after, you know, a binge.
I had a lot of spaghetti tonight.
It shows.
Like carbs.
Protruding from your belly. Oh.
Full belly.
So, I got a short story here from 4th of July if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead, man. No. So.
Yeah.
No? Okay, no problem.
All right.
So, I always go to the 4th of July at my father-in-law's place, and we have a big old hoo-ha there. And he lives not too far from Hannibal, Missouri.
Clothing optional.
Clothing optional, yes. Yeah, well, at least underwear optional.
Yeah.
But anyway, my son is quite a picky eater, and he had this inspirational idea. He's like, you know, we'll go up and just get me a Domino's and I'll put it in the fridge and I'll eat that while we're there visiting, you know. So he wants to just get a Domino's pizza, cheese pizza, have it there. If he doesn't want something we're eating, he'll eat the pizza, right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was an inspired idea, you know.
I'm just saying,
that wouldn't apply here.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Maybe, like, go make a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand that my father-in-law, I mean, literally, there is, like, no regular food in the house to speak of. So you couldn't just go get peanut butter more than likely, You know what I mean?
It'd be like Nutella or something. Or...
It would be either something that's just like off the charts, you know, foreign or nothing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, but, you know, he's been a bachelor for a long time. So anyway, so we, we're going to, okay, well, we were out in Hannibal doing some stuff and we're getting ready to head back to the homestead there. And so we're going to get this pizza. So I'm like, you know, calling this pizza. And my wife dutifully calls in the pizza, and we get ready to go pick up the pizza. I'm like, oh, hey, great, this Domino's has a drive-thru. I don't know if they have drive-thrus in Domino's in your neck of the woods.
But, yeah, they don't.
No, I know.
We don't have no fancy drive-thru down here.
Well, they have them down here by us, and they had one there in Hannibal. And so I'm like, great, I don't even have to get out of the car because I'm, like, really lazy, you know. So we drive up, and... I mean, literally, I drive up to the window, and I can't see the window. It is above the car. And you can't see the car from inside the Domino's.
Yeah.
And they have this doorbell thing, but it's up by the window. And I, like, turn to my family. I'm like, what the hell? How am I supposed to get this pizza? What? The drive-thru. This window is, like, set for monster trucks. It's so freaking high off the ground. And so, I know, so I literally had to unbuckle and kind of crawl out the window to reach up and hit the button to get the guy to come over and bring us our pizza. It was the most bizarre.
That is weird.
Well, a lot of people, I will say, that the Domino's is catering to its clientele because a lot of people up there drive trucks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of trucks, and we have like a regular old car. And so, you know, that, but I mean, this was like really high off the ground. I basically had to like half stand up to hit the damn button in the car. So
they need like the, it's like what they do at schools and parks. They got the tall, like, water fountain and then they got the little water fountain.
Yeah, that's right. I needed the handicap water fountain. I needed the handicap window for the pizza delivery there.
My little condos. Fisher Price car can't make it.
That's right, exactly. But I was just like dumbfounded because, I mean, you can see it from the road, but then when you pull up to it, it's like, are we in a hole? I mean, what the hell's going on here? So that was a weird one. What's that?
Shocks on the car probably just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a newer car. It should be okay. So that was a weird deal there. I don't know what's going on with Domino's and Hannibal, but
cheese pizza.
Yeah, cheese pizza, please. I got a deal as well. I got a coupon. So what's that?
I love pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
It's always my favorite since day one.
Now the other weird thing was then one morning I went to go get donuts for everybody, and. We were close to a small town, and so I go in town. There's this donut store that never seemed, every time we've been there, it's never been open. And so I'm like, I'm going to take my chances and drive over to the donut place.
Oh, I get yelled at for this. Yeah, okay.
To go get some donuts. And I get up there, and this is literally the 5th of July, so it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you know, people are in town to visit and so forth. And the river is rising, so people are looking at that, as you know, because you took some pictures of the river.
Right.
And so that's a tourist attraction in and of itself, is all the river rising. And this donut shop's close to the river. And so, I mean, there was basically a line out the door of the donut shop, but as I opened the door, they had fashioned a plate with a sign that says, no, it's also a diner. No diner, only day-old donuts. I know. It's like, and there was this kind of guy who looked like a mechanic who was working behind the counter selling the smattering of day-old donuts.
Tell me you didn't eat these.
I did, actually. I bought them.
You're like, tastes like nubbins.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Thank you. So, yeah, I got it, but I'm like, it's like this town, nobody, you know, it's just like do what you want town, you know what I mean?
Do what you want, Tom.
The diner's never open, and when it's open, they're only selling donuts from yesterday, and it's like a holiday weekend. They got people coming in for coffee and donuts, and they got no donuts.
No.
I ended up getting a dozen donuts, but the only thing they had a dozen donuts of was those twist donuts. I wanted to get it, you know, kind of an assortment, you know, but.
A bear claw.
It's like communist donuts. You can only get the one kind.
That's right. That's what it was like. The thing with the bear. It was like a communist donut store, except
that
it was
Mark's dream all along. It wasn't, you know, the United.
Right.
It wasn't United Humanity. It was one kind of donuts.
So yeah, and the guy's like, everybody's got the red, white, and blue flu. I'm the only one here.
I'm usually pumping the shitters in town.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, all.
I'm a septic guy, but today I'm selling donuts.
Son-in-law was sick, so I'm doing it. What the
fuck? God.
Sure. Everything's chocolate glazed.
Well, that is, they're all that way. You like glazed?
Oh, my gosh. It was just so bizarre. I mean, that's just, you know, that's your small-town America.
These were hand-tossed.
Yeah, well... the thing was, the guy was so slight, you know what I mean? I mean, if I walked into the donut store, there was no donuts, I saw you, it would make sense. But the little skinny, you know, mechanic-looking guy.
You're like, who made all the good donuts? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. There's it's Jabba's Donuts. Yes.
Oh, solo. Oh, man, all that was left is a cream film, man. What's that? I'm so jaded, like, I'll go and get donuts, and I'm like, I hate fat people that take their time, you know, picking out the donuts, but yeah, what do? I get up there.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm you guys, not fat people picking out donuts, but, you know how I hate the Red Box, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody can make up their mind at the Red Box about what movie they want.
Had interesting Red Box adventures.
Yeah, and so... the new Redbox, have you guys got the Coca-Cola Freestyle drink machines in your fast food places?
No.
Wait, are those the new high-tech ones?
Yes, where you choose the flavor.
I've seen one of those in Burger King. That's really nice, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you got a touch screen, and so like you can pick Sprite with like orange or something. You know?
I flavors of Dr. Pepper. Like, I really like that, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is going to say, what?
Well, that is the new Redbox because all these, you know, old ladies can't make up their mind. Oh, they have Fanta. It's six different flavors. You know, and it just takes forever to get a drink. So,
me and my buddies, we went there one time, and we're like, but the redneck one, you know, tea. And basically, he's like, hey, I'm going to be a total jerk. Watch this. He has this really big mug. He goes through every one of the flavors and gets just a little bit of each.
Oh, jeez.
He's got like a whole line waiting. I'm like, we're going to get thrown out of here.
That's called a suicide, man.
Yeah, that's a suicide. That's like a mega suicide.
You get a suicide with new soda machines. You're not going to survive.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many flavors.
Yeah. Basically, it just pushed a bunch of K-Ro syrup into his cup.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, just clear.
That's just going to jam up the whole... Jesus.
No, I'm surprised we did not get thrown out of
those things are bad enough as it is, people taking their time.
I know. It's like, oh, my gosh.
The ice thing. Zzz, let me look. More. a little more. You know, it's like, oh my God.
And I'll tell you about this one lady who filled her like whole thing up with like Pepsi and then she accidentally got Sprite and like this huge mug and she's like, ew, gross. And she just dumps all of it out.
Oh my God.
She filled the whole glass of me.
Are you kidding
me? And T
me?
Just saw this and we just laughed. We were like,
oh my God.
That's what I can't stand. So that's my new nemesis is the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine.
It's a love hate relationship for me. I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Well, I hate it. I can tell you that.
I'm full of hate.
Give in to your hatred.